If it's happening in Fairfield County, Lisa has something to say about it. The Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
There was a man, now please take note. There was a man who had a goat.
Not just a man who had a goat. Welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. I happen to really love goats. We're chatting with Annalise Dadras, who's the owner of Bradley Mountain Farm, which is located in one of the most beautiful places in Connecticut, because it is a farm, adjacent to Crescent Lake in Southington. Hello, Annalise, and welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Good morning.
Hello, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So this is very exciting. I have to tell you, I have a personal thing with goats. Many years ago, when my son was first born, I've always wanted to be a farmer, but I have a black thumb and zero physical strength. But when Jonathan was born, I called up Muscoot Farm. Do you know Muscoot Farm? Have you ever heard of it?
I have not heard of Muscoot Farm. Is it a goat farm?
Muscoot Farm is an everything farm. It's 800 acres. It's in northern Westchester County, and it's owned by the county. It's such an amazing thing. Ooh. And it's devoted to 19th century farming methods. So they have like no machinery. So when the cows are milked, they milk with the hands. When the goats are milked, they milk with the hands. When the gardens are grown, you know, you're taking a spade and a shovel and you're doing it that way. And it's just a remarkable, special place. So after Jonathan was born, I called them up and I said, I'm going to give you one day a week. I'm a real estate lawyer. That's what I said. And I need you to pay my babysitting money. But I am going to devote one day a week to coming and working on the farm from sunup to sundown, because I have to get back to the land. It was like a thing. Yeah. And I did it. I did it for a year on Thursdays. I got it from sunup to sundown. I slept the best, Annalise, that I ever slept in my life at the end of the day, because hard physical labor, you sleep like the dead. And yeah. And it was just the best. And one day I watched goats being born. And I was right there.
Awesome.
It was so awesome. I can still see it in my mind's eye with the placenta and the whole thing. And
circle of life.
It was unbelievable. And I was handed a baby goat and a bottle. And over the next couple of weeks and months, I bottle fed the goats.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was just amazing. They had Nubian goats. They had white goats. They had, I don't know what they were called. They had a million different kind of goats there. And I really fell in love with the goats. So now you can tell us your story. How did you fall in love with goats, Annalise? When did that happen to you?
Well, Lisa, I actually, my mom is from a farm in Indiana. And in the summers, I used to spend time on the farms. And also, it was in an Amish community, so we spent a lot of time with Amish friends. And I think I learned something about simplicity and being grounded to the land that I just didn't learn in suburbia. And I always implanted in me was this love of having a farm. But, you know, to be honest, I didn't know quite how to do it, kind of like you. I didn't know how to make that happen. And it took really a long time in my life. I wasn't, you know, in my 50s when I finally got the farm I had wanted.
This is good for me to know. A long time.
I love
stories like this, Annalise, because it tells people it's never too late to do your dream. I love that story.
It's never too late. And, you know, I did things a little at a time. I took a class in how to own goats, and I didn't even have them at the time. I just wanted to be around them, and it just went step for step by me. And finally, I realized that I needed to share this with everyone. Like the like you said, the circle of life. You know, having a baby goat born in your arms. You know, there's some sadness too. I mean, you know, nature doesn't shield us from anything. It shields us from, you know, nothing when it comes to the circle of life, but you get to be there for all of it. And that's one of the reasons why I don't know if you know this, we have a goat cam that goes 24/7 on two places in our farm. And that's so that you can see how lovely it is. I mean, people call in, they have insomnia, and they'll watch the goat cam all night. and they get to see the families cuddling with each other, and sometimes they argue with each other, and you really get to see what it's like. It's almost like a reality TV show that's meant for you every day. It's going to be brand new, and I feel like I want to be close to that, and I want to share that with other people.
So let's talk about, I want to ask you, Annalise, before you get to the good stuff, I want you to tell people how hard you work as a farmer to take care of livestock.
You do. It's a 24/7 job. I have no inklings that I'm ever going to go to Cancun on vacation. You know, it can be dirty. It can be smelly. You can be up to your elbows in slime and grime. But again, it's a service to the herd. You know, I mean, you have to have that mentality. It's not for me as a person. It's the herd gives me so much back that it's worth the work to do it. And the people that work here feel similarly. You know, we have a lot of people from different walks of life that come here to work. And while they're here, they say, you know, the phone is irrelevant. You know, their troubles are irrelevant because they're just plugged into the herd. So even though it is a lifestyle choice and it takes away a lot of the modern things that you know other people do without thinking, it also gives you back so many things that you can apply every day.
We're talking with Annalise Dadris, the owner of Bradley Mountain Farm. Is your farm in Southington? Is that where it is?
Yeah, our farm is in Southington. It's in a 200-year-old farm that has been, it was originally a dairy. At one point, it was an eyeglass screw factory. It's got a really interesting history in the town of Southington. I was privileged to get the farm 7 years ago and repair it and bring it back to its former status. It's right on a 60-acre lake, so it's a really beautiful way to just come and plug into nature, I think.
How big is your farm, and how many goats do you have?
Well, if you count the pregnant ones, we have more. But right now, we have 38 goats, and 7 of them are pregnant. We're looking for babies. And actually, we have a really good spread this year. So we're going to be having babies in March, April, May, and June this year, not just like all in 1 week. So it's really exciting when we have a baby on the farm. Some of them are as big as your hand. They're teeny. And to see the joy that they have, even just to jump around in the spring day, it's just really awesome.
What do you do with your goats? Tell me, what do you do with them?
Well, we actually do a lot of socialization with them, and they are very appreciative of humans, and that allows us to do different things. We have goat therapy, cuddle therapy, where people can come and cuddle the goats. We have goat walks around Crescent Lake. We also have, you know, classic goat yoga.
Classic goat yoga? You mean as opposed to modern goat yoga? What is classic?
Just maybe a similar thing that other farms, you know, offer. I should to say it that way. So, you know, except I would say our goats are super social. So
you have to come back to the phone. Wait, Annalise, we just lost you. Something happened with the connection when you left.
Hold on, sorry.
You got to fix it. That's okay. Hold on. You got it? Hold on. You back? Did I just lose you?
Am I back?
There you go. There.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That was funny.
I'm sorry. I guess I meant to say the goat yoga that you can, you know, that's around the nation, the craze. We have that too. But we also try to make programs that will take different aspects of living with goats or being with goats and highlighting that for people. So, you know, not everyone likes to do yoga. I personally don't do a lot of yoga, but I do like to cuddle.
What is goat yoga? You got to tell me, what is goat yoga?
When a human will get in and do some very basic yoga moves, a goat will see that as a playset. They think it's hilarious. They think it's fun, and they'll run up and they'll start to play with the humans while they're doing yoga.
My puppy does the same thing. Yeah.
They'll jump on your back.
Yofi does all of that. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So it's really a fun way to interact. Like you're interacting with them at their level because they love to jump. And that's what's so fun about some of these activities. We did with COVID, I was really humbled because we had people that came for a cuddle session and just said, I haven't had a hug. in like 6 months. And, you know, I just felt so humbled that they came here and that the goats could help them.
We're chatting with Annalise Stadris of Bradley Mountain Farm. So are your goats also milked? Do they, you know, are we talking about selling products from the goats so that you can make a living from this herd? Because it costs money to feed them and take care of the farm. How do you the goats make income for you?
Well, we do have goat milk soap. I hand milk the goats in the morning. And that helps me to bond to them. And we do make goat milk soap that you can buy online so that people can buy it and they don't necessarily have to be here at the farm. We have birthday parties, and we actually even do goats on the go, where we'll go to you as long as you're in the state of Connecticut.
That's great.
Yeah, we've gone to people's weddings. It's so fun for me to be able to share, you know, a happy event with people by bringing them a cute little goat, to be at their party. So we do that as well. A lot of different activities. We even have a farm camp in the summer. And at the farm, we have soap making classes. Just some of the farm camps and things like that. So
what about the all important goat cheese, Annalise? What about the all important goat cheese?
So the goat, we don't make, it is all important. I love goat cheese. And by the way, I make it for myself with the extra milk that we have, but we do not make any food products with our goats, mainly because our facility is set up for events. And we would have to shut the whole thing down have a sterile facility. So we chose interactions and events over food, cheese and things like that. Someday maybe we'll do that. But right now we're happy with, having happy Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and birthday parties and things like that here. And we do that instead.
Do you offer your goats available to people who want to join 4-H and learn and maybe not have a farm on their own, but like adopt a goat and do whatever they do for 4-H?
So that's interesting. We did have a 4-H club. We're not having 4-H anymore, just simply due to COVID and the requirements that were required for that. But we do have an organization that we love called our Goat Nannies. And you can join as a goat nanny if you are interested in having goats someday, similar to where I was years ago. Or if you just want to be part of the rhythms of the herd, they come and they actually come weekly. In the summer, they come. Now we're doing it twice a month. And they actually take care of the herd. They give them their vitamins. They give them their shots. They teach them how to walk on a lead. They make socialize them if they need a little more, human attention. And it's all ages. We have people that are retired that come. We have people that are, vet techs that want to learn more. We have kids that are in farm schools, VOAG schools that come. And it's all people that are interested maybe not just in an event, not just in a goat yoga class, but they really want to be part of the rhythm of the herd. They want to be there when the goats are born. They want to be cuddling the babies behind the scenes. That's our goat nanny program. And we love to get new goat nannies.
Annalise, let me ask you something. You said that you started this in your 50s. What did you do before this?
I worked as a project manager, and that actually helped me a lot because it helped me to learn how to organize and be, on the business side, how to be, how to put out a program and the steps that I needed to learn with project management effect here too. My biggest, but I always had a gap in my life. I always wanted to be more connected into nature and I didn't know how. So even though that job fulfilled me, it wasn't where I felt like I was contributing the most to society. And I feel like, showing people the wonders of the circle of life and how animals can really help you and make you feel good. Is where I felt like my, passion was. So
yeah, that's going to be my next thing. That'll be my next
great
thing.
Become a
goat. I wanted to ask you something. We're chatting with Annalise Stadris. I have two questions for you. Number one, do you lease your goats out for a day or two to mow people's lawns?
Our goats are 20 to 30 pounds. They're Nigerian goats. They're really, really small. So It would probably take a year for them
okay.
to eat your lawn. So
okay.
the goats that do brush clearing are very big goats. Sometimes our bigger goats end up becoming brush goats on other farms, but we don't do that because it would be frustrating to have a little. Okay. I mean, I think they might rent them then just for fun because
right.
it would take a long time.
And did you read about? Do you know about that woman out west? This extraordinary woman who is training, who was allowing her goats to go out and eat brush to prevent forest fires. Have you been reading about how goats are preventing forest fires out west?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we turned our farm, it was very, very run down into, you know, the beautiful place it is because our goats ate all the brush. They love poison ivy. They love, all that kind of really thick stuff that's very hard for equipment to get into. And actually, we've even had some conversations with our towns about doing, you know, that kind of work. But again, the size of goats that we have really don't lend to that kind of thing. But it's great stuff. And it's actually not as, you know, it's very easy on the environment when goats are eating brush. So, all power to the people that are doing that.
It's just funny to talk with you, Annalise. We're chatting with Annalise Dadras, who is the owner of Bradley Mountain Farm, which is available for if you've got a teenager who wants to be a goat nanny, or you've got a birthday party, or you want to do a barnyard buddy, or you yourself would like to try goat yoga. This is how the farm sustains itself. I just have to tell you one personal note. My daughter got married last year to the most wonderful guy, and he's Israeli. And his father has a goat herd in Israel.
Oh, no, that's great.
They have 40 goats, and they live in this little house, and every day, and the goats come back to their house every day, and then the next day, he walks the goats up the road. They live in this agricultural section of Israel, and he walks the goats, and then they go out in pasture all day. And then he gathers them, and then they come back to the house, to this pen in the backyard, because they don't take up much space, these goats. But then they go out every day, and they get to do their thing. He's got 40 goats, and they do milk and cheese and soap. That's what they do with the goats. But I will say one thing. It's a great way to live. But I will say one thing. The males don't do – the males of the species, one of the males killed a dog. That was very ugly, but it happened. I'm just saying, you talked about nature. It's not always, it's nature. And and the males that are trouble, and sometimes male goats are trouble, they are sold for meat. That's what happens to them.
Well, fortunately for us, and I do say fortunately, and I don't judge, but we are able to keep our males. And we are able to give them jobs. So the fact that we have goat walks, the fact that we have cuddle therapy lends itself to bigger males. But yes, males are, in a dairy situation, people are looking for milk. And, the male, we actually had a hard time when we kept our males because we would ask for advice like, oh, he's going through a goat swerve. What do we do? And people didn't even know what happened to males at a certain age.
Really?
So, I don't know. We don't keep them that long. I think the nice thing about the business that we have is that we're able to enjoy our males, and they actually live longer than females, weathers do anyway. That's a good story for us.
That is a good story.
Brush goats also lend themselves to being, males are good for eating. But in dairy, you're right, dairy males are not, they're not giving the milk, and it becomes a business, unfortunately, a financial problem at some point. But
and it was also a problem of aggressiveness out there. Like, it was a problem for them.
And that could also be like a buck versus a wether. So if you have a buck, we have two bucks, gorgeous little guys that make the best babies ever. And then all the other goats that we have become wethers. And then they become cuddle goats or walkers.
Okay.
That's just, I'm grateful that, we don't have to worry about that really here.
So Annalise Dadras, I guess I have to come see you, and I guess I have to come cuddle your goats.
I would love to see you. I would love to have you here. You sound like you would make an awesome goat nanny, and there's a part of you that really would connect here.
I know it. I know it to be true. I'll have to talk to you offline, make sure I have your information from Melissa so I can make it. But I can only come on a weekend. I can only come on a weekend. So
we are open on weekends.
Okay. Excellent. Annalise Dadras, thanks for joining us today on the Lisa Wexler Show. It's BradleyMountainFarm.com. Bradley Mountain Farm. Thanks for doing what you're doing. You make Connecticut a more beautiful place, a more special place. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with the kindness of strangers coming right up.